With Brother Hanson from Truth Live Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. I feel like we're supposed to open up Jeremiah and begin reading at the first chapter of Jeremiah, Book of Jeremiah. The Book of Jeremiah is, he's one of my favorite prophets, Jeremiah, major prophet. He's often called the weeping prophet or the prophet of loneliness because he was commanded not to marry in the 16th chapter. Jeremiah was also the reluctant prophet. For more than 40 years, he faithfully proclaimed God's judgment on apostate Judah, all the while enduring opposition, beatings, imprisonment. And he began his ministry about age of 20 years old under a good king, Josiah, with whom he enjoyed cordial relations with. After Josiah's death, opposition to the prophet mounted. They begin to hate him, hate his guts. They begin to beat him and try to kill him. They didn't like him anymore because he told them how they lived. He told them what was going to become of them as a result of their behavior, their living, and their faith. Jeremiah told the truth. And he barely escaped arrest. He was forbidden to go into the temple. He couldn't even go in. He had to deputize Baruch to be his secretary to deliver his prophecies. And King Jehoiakim destroyed Jeremiah's written predictions, which the prophet rewrote again. And King Zedekiah permitted nationalistic-minded nobles to imprison Jeremiah. Then he reduced the punishment when the force of Nebuchadnezzar took Jerusalem in 586. Jeremiah was freed and given the choice of going to Babylon or remaining in Jerusalem. He chose the latter, but was soon abducted and taken to Egypt by Jews who fled there and rather than face Nebuchadnezzar. In Egypt, Jeremiah prophesied a few more years, and apparently there he died. Sensitive and sympathetic by nature, he nevertheless was commanded by God to deliver a stern message of judgment. That's usually what a prophet does. He doesn't tickle the ears. He doesn't care what people think, but he does care what God thinks and what the truth and thus saith the Lord. And this is what a prophet does. He's got a heart that is actually calloused because he's been told over and over he's wrong or he's crazy. And the opposite, he didn't receive a welcome. Most of the things he received was death, destruction, beating. Everybody wanted to kill him. So much that he wanted to resign from his office as a prophet. How do you do that? If you're called by God, it's kind of hard to resign your office as prophet. Yet he continued faithfully to proclaim God's word. He called of God, and he was called to tell the people exactly what was going to happen, and he did. He was quite truthful and reliable. Now, let's read the verse, chapter 1 and verse 1, and begin. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests, who were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the exile of Jerusalem in the 5th month. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. You know, this in itself excuses anything that they might say that would indicate you're just a piece of tissue and you can be aborted. On up till the time of delivery. That's what the Democrats say. You can be aborted right up to the time of delivery, and it's okay. That's what the Democrats preach. That's their doctrine. And it's sad, but this is the definition of a baby. It's tissue, nothing more than just tissue. It could be like a can of sardines or a can of potted meat, and it doesn't have a brain, doesn't have anything. But that's wrong. We all know that this is not correct. That this is not right. A baby is a baby. And that's what God says here. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet. He appointed Jeremiah a prophet before he was born. God knows your address. You may not think so, but he knows your address even right now. He knows every sparrow that falls. He knows every hair on your head. Now, I know that we can't conceive that kind of knowledge or understanding, but it's true. God knows everything, and you can't fool him. You can't pull the wool over his eyes, and you can't do something that he doesn't know. He knows all, and this is what we have to realize. You can't fool God. He is all-knowing, and this is what we got to realize. Before I formed you, in the womb I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak. You know, this is the humility of a prophet. I don't even know how to speak. I don't know how to speak. This is a true prophet of God, folks. Make excuses. Try to get out of it. But he knows.
If God calls him,
he'd better do it. because I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth. Don't say you're a youth. Because everywhere I send you, you shall go. And all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. I'm saying that to you right now. God has put his words in your mouth. Everyone that hears me today, everyone that's listening, I believe it's by appointment, it's by a supernatural appointment. I believe God has put his word in your mouth for a reason. And if you realize it and you accept it, you will begin to speak things that you do not know. If you open your mouth and you listen to the Spirit, you begin to listen to the Spirit of God, you will begin to speak things that you don't know, and they will flow forth from your mouth. But first you have to be born again. Are you born again? If not, let's get born again right now. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Make me new. Let me be born again right now. I repent of all my sins. I turn to you. And I receive you as my Lord, my Savior. I thank you, Lord. I'm born again right now by the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. Now, God, touch my tongue. Touch my heart. Touch my mind. Let me begin to speak things I don't know. Let me read this word and let it burn into me. Let it become like a fire shut up on my bones. And let me speak it. And let it be so powerful, I can't stop it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I believe this is you. Everyone under the sound of my voice today, I believe this is for you. Begin to open your mouth. Begin to be a prophet like Jeremiah. You say, oh, Brother Hanson, I'm not a prophet. Everyone that has the Spirit of God can speak in the name of Jesus. You can speak things that you don't know. You can speak things that nobody knows. Why? Because you have the Spirit of God. Jeremiah had the Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of God if you're born again. Begin to do it now. Begin to open your mouth. God needs an army, and he's lacking. He's lacking. Begin to speak now in Jesus' name. Do it. Do it. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Call us at 928-368-6766. Leave a message. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hanson saying, study to show yourself approved to God.